You did not choose me, but I chose you. These words of Jesus don't make it onto many headstones at the cemetery. They're not the kind of words that get embroidered on pillows or framed and hung in the doorways of Christian homes. You could thumb through 1,000 cards at your local Christian bookstore and not find a single one that says, "Dear special person, you are very special, but you did not choose Jesus. Jesus chose you." No, these words of Christ aren't terribly popular among his followers. Sola Scriptura makes for a nice slogan, but these words of Jesus put it to the test. There's a reason, of course, why these words of Jesus, these sweet words, can turn our stomachs sour. They're an affront to what we Christians cherish most about ourselves. What makes you to differ from another? What makes you to differ from the greasy TV politicians, the greedy corporate types, murderous thugs, adulterous prostitutes, and people of that heinous other political party? What makes you to differ? Why, you have chosen faithfulness. You've chosen love. You've chosen Jesus. You did not choose me. I chose you. Jesus' sermon had been so easy to swallow right up until this point. What he said so eloquently with the vine and the branches, he had now taught with the plainest words. If you abide in the vine, you will bear much fruit. If you abide in my love, you will love one another. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. How do you abide in his love? He tells you, if you keep my commandments, my word, then you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that you might be crushed again under the weight of a law that you can't fulfill. No, Jesus says, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Our Lord Jesus gives us this commandment not to burden us so that we have to go huffing and sighing and puffing and worrying about how we don't love enough. He gives us this word so that his joy will live in us. If the branch would bear fruit, it must abide in the vine. And if you would love one another, then you must abide in the words and love of Jesus himself. For all true fruit and all true love flow from Jesus. They come from Jesus through you to others. And by this he promises that he will put his joy in you. So you're struggling to love someone. You're struggling to love a couple someones. If you would love others, then look not to them, because in the end, what you'll see is that they are sinful and quite unlovable. If you would love others, then don't look at yourself either, because in the end, you'll see that you are sinful and unloving. If you would love others, then Jesus, our Lord, would point you to Himself. Look to Christ. It is He who lays down His life both for the unlovable and for the unloving, both for them and for you. Jesus says that we are to love others as He loved us. We are to love others as He loved us on Calvary's cross. And therefore, when He says, "Abide in my love," He means, "Abide in the love that I have shown when I laid down my life for you." When Jesus sheds His blood for you on the cross, this is the fount of all Christian love. This is the love that He calls you to abide in. Abide in my cross. Then you will know you are forgiven. Then you will be filled with joy and love one another. Greater love has no one than this, Jesus says, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that is what you are. You are my friends, Jesus says. You are my friends if you do what I command you, if you abide in my word. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Listen to what Jesus is saying. You are no longer slaves. You are His friends. But Pastor, you don't understand. I'm a sinner. I neglect Jesus. He calls Himself your friend. He is the sinner's friend. Well, up to this point in Jesus' sermon, everything has gone just fine. And most of Christendom would agree. Joy, friendship, love, these are wonderful things. If we've been reading along, our highlighters have been highlighting, our pens have been underlining. We like this. We've been feeling truly inspired. But then, out of the blue, come those words. Jesus goes and says, "You did not choose me. I chose you." Here is where the underlining and highlighting has a tendency to stop. Here is where the editor of the devotional booklet chooses to end his reading with the previous verse. Here is where the voice is singing, "I have decided to follow Jesus." Stop. You did not choose me. I chose you. And here is where many Christians find that the gospel they've been taught is at odds with their Lord's words. Sola gratia, grace alone, is a nice slogan, but if it doesn't include everything, it means nothing. If salvation requires something of us, our decision, the work of our free will, then salvation is no longer a free gift. The sola isn't really a sola. The gratia isn't really grace. How often we think the most important parts of Christianity is that we decide for ourselves and choose whom we will serve. But that's not reality. Not according to Jesus. Jesus says that we have not chosen Him, but that He has chosen us. Make no mistake, your old Adam doesn't like this one bit. And the old Adam in you is also a theologian. And the old Adam can't understand these words of Jesus because he can't stand these words of Jesus. If Jesus has chosen you and if He has done everything for you, well, then there's nothing left for your old Adam to boast in. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? If you speak in the tongue of angels and men, but not King James, let me paraphrase. A flood, a deluge of ice cold baptismal water on all our boasting, especially any boast in our deciding or choosing Jesus. For you did not choose me, but I chose you, our Lord says. Who is it that makes you differ from another? It is I make you differ from another. It is I who give you everything you have. It is I who give you your faith and sustain your faith in you. There is nothing left for the old Adam to boast in. In fact, there is nothing left for the old Adam to do but die. That is reality. Before God ever laid the foundation of this, our world, He chose us to be His children. Long before you were ever even born, long before you did any good or evil, Christ chose you, a sinner, to be His friend. And He chose to lay down His life for you. Before you ever believed, while you were still dead in your trespasses, the Holy Spirit chose you. He chose to give you faith and to raise you from death to life. You did not choose me, but I chose you, Jesus says. And there are no sweeter words than these. You Adams and Eves, who have chosen forbidden fruit instead of me, I have chosen you. You have chosen to hide from me in the shadows. But in the cool of the day, I have sought you and found you. You have chosen fig leaves and excuses. But I have chosen to lay down my own life for you, to clothe your nakedness in the skins of my righteousness. You Davids and Bathshebas, who have chosen lust instead of me, I have chosen you. You have chosen to hide your sin, even with Uriah's blood, but I have chosen to hide your sin with my own precious blood. You have chosen deception, but I have chosen to give you the truth, to bring you to repentance, to grant you forgiveness, to give you a clean heart and a right spirit within. You lambs, you have chosen to wander. You coins, you have chosen to be lost. You prodigal sons, you have chosen sin over your father's house. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you. I have chosen to love you. I have chosen to fill you with my joy. I have chosen to call you friend and to lay down my life for you. Long before you could even fathom what was happening, I baptized you. And when you forgot me, I sought you and I came to you. And even now, as you sit here, feeling the law of sin at work in your members, I choose you, and I call you to my table, and make you flesh of my flesh and blood of my blood, so that your body of death will be put away forever, and you will be risen in your body just as I am risen in mine. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask in the Father's name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.